Y'all, it's me, Shannon, the coach who's been there. I'm a master certified life and health coach, and I'm thrilled that you're joining us today on Come Full Circle with Shannon, the podcast where we get real, dig deep, and know that love always wins. So welcome, y'all come in. One of the things we learned as coaches is that we need guiding principles, North Stars, some things that we believe to be true for everyone that we work with, and that we can lean on as we move through a coaching relationship. We call these things paradigms, and today I'm here with Jen Cullen from Jen Cullen Wellness to talk paradigms, coaching journeys, and whatever else comes up. Jen is a health and wellness coach working with women over 40 who have dieted their whole lives and need support with their metabolism. Jen, welcome, and thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you so much, Shannon, for having me. I'm so excited.
Thank you. So, Jen, tell me a little bit about yourself and what made you decide to become a coach?
Sure. So, I'm from small town Manitoba, Canada. And so, Shannon, while I think that you have an accent, you probably think that I have an accent.
I definitely have an accent.
So, I am a wifey. I'm a mom to two adult children. They're 21 and 23. And I have a wee geriatric Yorkshire Terrier that toddles around the house. And I guess I've just always had a passion for wellness, self-improvement, things like that. And I finally became a health and life coach in 2020 during the pandemic.
Awesome.
So like you said, my business is called Jen Cullen Wellness. And my coaching has involved mostly workshops or virtual sessions. So I do have a 12-week program. It's called The Ditch, The Diet Solution. And it was created for women like me. It was created out of necessity for me. So women who've dieted their whole life and in the process, you know, severely messed up their metabolism. Like there's no more, oh, I need to lose a quick 5 to 8 pounds in my life, right? My body has finally said, ha, I'm on to you, Cullen. You're going to have to work extra hard because my body's going to work extra hard to keep this weight on, especially around my belly.
Right.
And I just really love connecting with women from all over who feel this, who are living this, right? And like I am her. And so the program is really a product of just getting totally fed up with feeling like the victim of the diet industry, right? It's really not about weight loss. It's about habit change, you know, figuring out how to add or tweak or get rid of habits for the greater good, and really about learning to love yourself.
Oh, I love that so much, because if you don't love yourself, everything else is going to be miserable, even if you are size two.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about your coaching business. You know, you mentioned who you work with. Tell me a little bit about what your 12-week program's like and what you love so much about coaching.
Oh, sure. So, like I said, the 12-week program is called The Ditch, The Diet Solution. And really, that's what it, you know, how it came to be. It's evolved over the last few years, had a couple of name changes, but this is just something that really spoke to me because, I mean, I'm a Gen Xer. I grew up, you know, with a mom who was, you know, dieting and trying things. We heard phrases like Weight Watchers or, you know, oh, the diet starts Monday or all of those kinds of phrases. And I mean, yep. No discredit to them. That was the way of the world. You know, and then I grew up with, again, Weight Watchers or keto or South Beach or, you know, 30 days to a bikini body or whatever it might be. And so, you know, none of that was teaching me what my body needed. And so, you know, I think I feel like as women, we've been taught to outsource our intuition, right? We've been taught to outsource what is best for our body. Uh-huh. And, you know, that's too bad because we're the best experts on our own body. And so that's really what I want to get through to women when I'm working with them in this 12-week program, right? It's just this, the program is a lovely, you know, evolution of everything from setting boundaries to, you know, what foods work best for me to, you know, how can I get a handle on my stress? Because all of those things contribute to having wellness or, you know, having a lack of wellness in our life.
Absolutely. So how long have you been coaching?
Well, I've always had this passion for wellness and self-improvement. And so, you know, I've kind of done these little, you know, challenges, health challenges and things like that for people in my community or family and friends. In my day job, I was a manager of people in the childcare sector. So nurturing and helping is in my bones, right?
Yep.
And so, you know, I kind of had this, you know, what do I want to do? How can I make this part of my career? How can I get more educated on this? And it just really kind of fell into my lap during the pandemic. And I found a place to get my training that really aligned with what my beliefs were and how I wanted to this to take off and what I wanted to help women with. So since 2020, I've been doing this, and you know, it's not my full-time gig, but it's just something that really fills me up because it's always so, so positive.
That's amazing. I also took up coaching during the pandemic, and I had at that time a very demanding 9-to-5 job, and I would come home exhausted, even though I loved it. But I would coach people at night and come downstairs just totally energized. And my husband is like, "What is happening?"
Oh, I feel that so much.
I just love this so much. Like it fills me up in a way that my 9-to-5 job did, even though I loved it.
Isn't that amazing? Yes. That's such a good feeling. And I do live the same thing, right? You're so exhausted, but having that connection with people and just really knowing that you're giving them some of those ahas, like, oh my gosh, how did I never think of that before? You know, about my own body or my own health.
Right.
And yeah, it's just so exhilarating.
That's amazing. So have you thought a little bit about which paradigm speaks to you and your clients the most, or what's your favorite?
Yeah. I mean, definitely there's ones that, you know, like I want to take a little piece of all of them, but I think what speaks to me the most is, and again, coming back to diets, right? And so yes, diet's not a dirty word because our diet is everything we consume, right? And so, the fitness or wellness or diet industry has made it this thing, right? A diet has become a thing that we do.
Right.
And so my paradigm is kind of like there's no one size fits all diet out there, right? What works for me might not work for you and your unique body. And the crappy thing is, again, we've been taught to outsource our own intuition, right? We've stopped listening to ourselves or stopped listening to our body. And we're just willing to pay big bucks for someone to tell us exactly what to eat, exactly how to move our body, exactly when to do it. And that's not fun. I don't think it's fun. I don't do very well
with
people telling me what to do.
Gen X, we're all rebels. We're all kind of, we all grew up kind of feral. We were latchkey kids. Like, no, somebody telling me what to do is just not going to work.
Yes. So I don't want to give somebody a cookie cutter program, right? I want to build it with them, for them, and have them understand how it works, what it will do, and that it will evolve with you, right? Because trust me, I've also experienced that, well, I'm just going to do what worked when I was 30 and that'll help me get in shape. No, it won't, because my body's not the same as it was when I was 30, right? We have to remember that our body is constantly evolving. So I don't want a cookie cutter program for every client.
That I love that so much, because you're right. We do outsource our intuition. We want somebody to just tell us what to do sometimes, and just, you know, like I'm diabetic. I've done keto for a long time now, and it really helps control my blood sugar. But what I found out in some experimenting is that I can actually have a little tiny bite of potato now and then, but not pasta, not rice, not bread, nothing with sugar. But for some reason, I can have a tiny bit of potato. Mm. So just, you know, following my intuition, listening to what my body's telling me, measuring things, being really careful has, you know, given me a little bit more freedom than what I had on just strict keto. And, you know, keto worked for weight loss for me for about 2 years, and then it just quit working.
Mm-hmm.
And I blame COVID. I had COVID twice, so that's what I'm blaming.
Yeah.
It all happened at the same time. But as we get older, our hormones change, our cycles change, our circadian rhythm changes.
Yes.
And everything just is different. And if you're not waiting for that difference and you're not prepared to evolve to meet it, it can seem very difficult.
Absolutely. Yes.
So I wonder, I know one of the issues that we face as women of a certain age sometimes is sleep difficulties. And to me, sleep is just so important in wellness. It helps us to make good decisions. It gives our bodies time to rest and recover and rejuvenate. But man, if you're not getting good sleep, it's really easy to just grab some Cheetos when you did not intend to grab some Cheetos. So I wonder what work you do with your clients around sleep and what you personally find important and what works for you for sleep.
You're right. Sleep is so huge, isn't it? And, you know, like you said, when we're sleeping, there's just so many important things happening in our body, right? Like, it's kind of like the reset button on your computer. You know, you have your computer on for too long and all of a sudden you're getting weird, you know, fonts or it's slow. Or, you know, if we just are, you know, not giving our bodies time to reset, like you said, a whole host of things can go wrong, right? Where our inhibitions are lowered, you know, we're crabbier with people and all of those things, right? And it's easier to say, no, I'm skipping my workout, or no, I'm not going to make I'm not going to eat any vegetables today, or whatever it might be. And again, I say this, because it's really easy to say. I don't always do it, but I notice when I don't do it. And so, for me, the biggest thing about sleep is having that routine, right? And so my alarm on my phone is set for 9 p.m. at night. And that's my signal that, you know, social media is done. It's time to start getting ready for the next day. The house gets a little bit darker. I get my clothes ready for the next day. And, you know, I'm really tempted. And like I said, I don't always do it. I don't always, you know, give up the phone before bed, but that phone, oh man. And COVID just has really just increased our addiction to that thing so much.
Absolutely.
Right. So, you know, there's settings on our phones where we can make our social media stop working at a certain time. Right. So figuring things like that out, and reading, you know, reading before bed is a great way to tire your eyes out, get your mind ready for rest. And be careful what you're reading, because like I said, I'm always into self-help or self-improvement. And, you know, reading a self-improvement book before bed is not a great idea.
Right. So, it gets you super excited to do something new and you're like, it's 10:30. I need to go to bed.
Yeah. So find some trash, you know, something trashy that's not too hard on the brain. Somebody suggested to me once that we read a chemistry textbook or something like that. I was like,
that would do it for me.
So just having that wind down time for sure is super important. And again, you know, this is all about you figuring out what works for you. You know, lots of my clients say things like, I can get to sleep, but I can't stay asleep, or I can't fall asleep, but once I do fall asleep, I'm good. So figuring out what works for you, you know, some of the tips and tricks from experts, you know, in air quotes, will be, you know, if you wake up at night and you can't go back to sleep, don't just lie there, get up. Whereas for me, I will fight that. I'll be like, nope, no way I'm getting out of this bed. I want it dark. I don't want my body to think I'm awake. You know, so I will lay there and do some deep breathing. I had a friend tell me once that she visualizes a blank white piece of paper when she's sleeping. And I'm like, well, that's pretty boring. So, you know, coming up with some of those visualization or, you know, meditative things that you can do before bed. There's so many great free apps out there. One of my favorites is Insight Timer.
Yay! I was going to mention that. I'm so glad people know about Insight Timer. Yes, it is wonderful.
It's free, and there's just a bazillion different things on there. And so I love listening to their sleep meditations. Kenneth Shores is my favorite guy to fall asleep to. And I like to pick a good sleep meditation that's like an hour long. Yeah. Rarely do I hear the end of that. But they also have things to get you back to sleep. So if in the middle of the night you do wake up and you can't get back to sleep, you know, something like that might help. So again, I know sleep is a tricky one for people, but just finding those little things, you know, having a nice hot shower before bed, or maybe an Epsom salt bath. Magnesium is a great supplement to take before bed. It relaxes you, and ensuring that you're getting your movement in the day. I know that's not the greatest thing for people to hear, maybe that don't love movement, but getting some fresh air and moving your body in the day does wonders for helping your body be ready for sleep.
Right. Because there's a difference between that's higher that you feel after going on a great hike with your partner or your friends or your kids, and that's higher that you feel from laying on the couch and watching Netflix all day.
Exactly.
there are days that Netflix is a valid choice. No problem with Netflix.
That
tiredness that you feel from the fresh air and the sunshine and the movement, is there's just nothing like it. And I think sometimes in our busy lives, we're running constantly, we forget that all of these things in nature are made to like work together for the best of our body. And you know, the Industrial Revolution and the patriarchy have kind of overruled a lot of that. But if we can get some of that back, I think that we'll find ourselves in a much better place.
Absolutely. And brilliant.
I love Insight Timer. There's one sleep meditation. It's only about 20 minutes long. And sometimes I do hear the end of it. But this woman, she just sounds so like bored with herself. Mm-hmm. She's like, you don't have to stop thinking. Just like try to relax. And like, it's just whatever. And it cracks me up, but I love it. Like that's the one I get back to almost every time. Mm-hmm. So there are thousands of sleep meditations on Insight Timer, and people will find the one that works for them. I think they just try out a couple.
I also do have to say that I accidentally, Calm is another great app, but obviously there's a paid version and a free version, and you get way more cool stuff with the paid version. And I accidentally bought a year subscription to Calm. It was $100. So, I mean, it wasn't cheap. So I was determined to get my money's worth. But I mean, if that's your jam, like Matthew McConaughey talks you to sleep. So you can't beat that.
Right. It could be worse.
Yes.
So what is the most meaningful thing that you have learned from coaching, from your clients, from yourself as you've gone through this journey? How has coaching changed you?
Great question. You know, of course, becoming a coach in my experience, and I think yours too, means that I did the program, right? I learned the program by doing the program. And so that was really enlightening for me and really empowering to know that, you know, I'm not doing a ton of things wrong. I'm not an idiot for, you know, messing it up like this. You know, so many of us are just victims to social media or, you know, diet industry. And I think the most meaningful thing for me is to recognize what my triggers are. Like, and I mean that in two ways. So first of all, triggers that I see on social media, right? So I might be seeing the perfect body or the perfect skin or the perfect hair, and immediately I feel shitty about myself, right? Yeah. So understanding that person isn't real, or the glow that person has, or the, right, the 22-inch waist, you know, that's not real. And skinny doesn't mean healthy. I need to say that also.
Yeah.
But I think currently also my social media pages are flooded with family and friends or whoever selling the latest pill, the latest shake, the latest quick fix. The famous people I follow are pushing diet products.
Yeah.
You know, and I've had to learn to just let that not trigger me. Right. They'll figure it out on themselves, or I've had to learn to filter out the crap. Like I said, that's designed to make me feel bad about myself, right? To be angry with my stomach or the double chin that I have in pictures when I'm laughing. Like I'm laughing. Why would I take the joy away from that moment by focusing on my double chin?
Right.
You know, when somebody's got their mouth wide open, we probably all have a double chin.
Absolutely.
So now I have to ask myself, when I have a negative thought about my body, and I love this question. I don't remember where I heard it from, but I love it. Who is financially gaining from me feeling bad about myself?
Yes. Right? That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yes. So all of those diets,
chase the money.
All of those shakes, all of those get a bikini body in 30 days programs are preying on you to feel so bad about yourself that you break and you buy their product to get a quick fix.
Yep.
And I will say to all of you lovely humans listening, there are no quick fixes, right? Anything worth doing takes time and consistency and self-love, right? And also you know, second to the triggers is my triggers when it comes to emotional eating. So any of you lovely listeners out there, eat to numb your feels? I can see people shooting their hands up right now.
Right.
And so learning about how, again, I'm an early childhood educator. So, you know, lots of this is really enlightening to me how, I mean, obviously lots of this has come from our childhood, right? Commenting on people's bodies. Oh, you were the skinny one. You were the tiny one. Oh, you're a big girl. Like all of that crap that we listen to, right? And so, but thinking about how children learn to process emotions and whether or not it's safe to express their emotions in front of certain people taught me a lot about what emotions I was trying to avoid. Because if I'm angry, who am I upsetting? If I'm, right, if I express myself, am I going to make other people uncomfortable? Yes. And so we've learned to not want to feel those feelings. And we avoid that by eating, smoking, drinking, shopping, whatever it might be, right?
Yep.
So through this, you know, learning to figure out what my triggers are, it's like, just feel the bloody feelings, Jennifer. Right? Feel the feelings,
right.
Let them come, process them. I mean, don't sit in your own shit forever, but right, feel it, process it, and move on. And literally move on. Moving your body will help you process those feelings.
Absolutely. And you have to do that, or it becomes trauma that's stored in your body, and then you're in therapy for 15 years like me trying to figure it all out.
Bingo.
Still not figuring it out.
Yes.
Well, that is absolutely fascinating, thinking about how kids process emotions. And, you know, there are things I really wish I could do different with my children. My children are grown as well. You don't know what you don't know.
And absolutely.
We only know what we're shown and what we're modeled. And, you know, our generation wasn't modeled really great emotional intelligence, I guess is the word.
Right.
So people like you, people like me, the other coaches that are coming on the podcast, we're figuring it out and breaking those cycles for ourselves, showing our kids, even if they're young adults or teenagers, that, you know, they can do something different. And hopefully, you know, the diet industry, some of these predatory things that are happening on social media will stop because people stop paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. It just becomes, your pages just become so inundated with it that you're like, you're numb to it, right? It's like scroll.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
I hope. Well, I hope that's what's going to happen anyway.
I hope so too. And I mean, we didn't even really touch on the age of Ozempic. I think that's really going to change the conversation around weight. And I'm one of the people for whom these weight loss drugs do not work.
Mm.
So the next few years should be really interesting in how this evolves.
Mm-hmm.
And what people do who either can't afford them, don't have access to them, or like me, they just don't work. So, you know,
yeah, we'll and
back,
having
sit
that,
back and watch.
You know, having that, you know, risk benefit thought, you know, if your doctor prescribes it, then I'm not going to say don't trust your doctor, but like, are you weighing the risks and the versus the benefits, right?
Right.
And maybe, you know, obviously this drug was created out of necessity. There are people that need this because their bodies aren't regulating properly, but I don't know. I just go back so much to look at it scientifically, right? And I don't specifically mean Ozempic. I mean the diet pills. I mean the Cheetos. I mean all the things. And I'm not saying don't eat Cheetos. I'm all for moderation. I'm all for not cutting out any foods.
Right.
But, you know, thinking about, does my body know how to use this?
Yeah.
Right? You're taking a diet pill and your body's going, what the heck is this? And our bodies are so smart. Our bodies are so smart. They will figure out a way to process it through your body, but at the cost of something else in your body, right? At the cost of some other process happening. So,
right.
And we're so used to instant gratification that if it doesn't make us poop our pants or feel nauseous immediately, we think, well, no big deal.
Right.
Right. So we don't understand the long-term effects of putting something in our body that our body just doesn't know what to do with.
Exactly. So I love this conversation. It's so wonderful to talk to someone who like is all about health and wellness, but in a way that isn't harmful, a way that actually heals your body, heals your relationship with food, emphasizes self-love. I think that's absolutely beautiful. So thank you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
So Jen, tell us how people can find you. Are you, okay. you working mostly virtually?
Yeah. So my 12-week okay. program is offered virtually, which I think is a real benefit to, right? Anybody in the world can access yeah. this program. So I find that super helpful for people. And people are busy, right? So you can do this from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to drive to an appointment. So if you are looking for me on the socials, my Instagram handle is Jen Cullen Wellness, and Jen has two N's. So Jen Cullen Wellness, one word. And then I have a Facebook page, which is also Jen Cullen Wellness. But I also have a page on Facebook that's geared more towards those who are interested in the Ditch the Diet Solution 12-week program. And it's called Self Love Club, because to me, that's what it all comes down to. Learning to love yourself enough to care for you, body, mind, spirit. Right. Yes. And I say that to my clients often. You know, lots of times clients come to me with a goal of pounds, losing pounds. But I always, you know, say, pointing to my heart and my head, we got to start there first, right? We got to start yeah. with your heart. We got to start with your head, you know, debunking all these beliefs you've had all your life. You know, and starting there and really starting to learning to love ourselves. And often the, you know, potential pounds lost is a lovely side effect.
I love it. I love it so much. Well, Jen, thank you so much for being here with us today. It's been great talking to you, and I hope we can have you back. Well, we were going to talk about something when you come back.
Yeah.
We talked about earlier.
Yeah. We're going to talk about empty nesting.
Yes. Yes. We'll talk about that. My daughter has empty nested, but my son is still here until August. And when he goes, oh, it's going to be tough.
It's huge, so, isn't it?
So it huge. Is.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have you back on and talk about that. But in the meantime, listeners, thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of Come Full Circle with Shannon, the podcast where coaching meets real life. For more information about my coaching services, to sign up to be a guest on the pod, or join my free monthly Goal Getters group, go to my website, fullcirclelifeandhealthcoaching.com. Jen, thanks again. Look forward to talking to you again soon. And I hope you have a really great evening.
Thank you so much.